Friends, lot of things on banking fundamentals so far we have discussed. Banks, customers, origin of banks, then various regulations and various responsibilities of the bankers, customers, duties, obligations, etc. While discussing this, we come across with the instances of the types of account, bank account. But we have not discussed in detail what are the types of bank accounts that banks are maintaining and they are offering that as a services to the customers. In this chapter, we are going to discuss about different type of accounts that is maintained by the bank and services to that effect are offered by the banks to its customers. Regarding these accounts, its pros and cons, then what is the risk covered under these bank accounts, what are the benefits, advantages, disadvantages of these accounts, that we are going to discuss in this account considering the following points for our discussion, which consist of current account, savings account, then term deposit accounts, time deposit, recurring deposit, as well as some non-resident account, and the types of accounts as per the holding pattern. Then some loan accounts also, and the nomination facility, followed by implications of the nominations and all. Account means it is an arrangement by the organization or the financial institution and the banks to accept the deposit from the customer or accept the money from the customers and put it into one basket. That particular basket is named as this is this, this is this, this is this. If you put in one basket, that is savings account. If you put in another basket, it is current account. If you put for the longer duration, it is term deposit, like that. And frequently, if you are adding some funds into one simple account, that is recurring deposit account. Bank is considered as a custodian of these funds which are placed by the customers into bank and different baskets. Okay? And these funds are on behalf of customers. They are taking at most care, and based on the accumulated funds, they are lending it to the needy person, entities, organizations. Okay? They are also surviving, you are also having the safety of your funds and earning out of that also something. This is how exactly the accounting system in the banks and financial institution works. So based on the purpose and the frequency of the transaction, holder, account holder, bank decide and tries to communicate to each other and choose from it which one is the appropriate scheme for the type of customer. Therefore, the types of account have been emerged depending upon the need of the customer. These accounts are classified into five main accounts, which are current account, savings account, term deposit account, recurring deposit accounts, and loan accounts. These are the different types of accounts that is maintained by the customer with their respective banks. And this product is available across all the banks, those who are commercial banks, right? One by one, we will look into this type of account, its characteristic feature, its advantages and disadvantages, as well as who can open, who cannot open, and the purpose of opening that account. First, we will see the current account. This current account is nothing but it is also a deposit account for the traders. commercial establishment, business owners, who have large chunk of money deposited into that account, and they will make the payment out of that to their clients. These accounts are most liquid deposits with no limit on the number of transactions per day. The current account allows also the overdraft facilities if it is required by the businessman or the entrepreneur or the traders. That is the facility of withdrawing more than what the amount that they have deposited. Overdraft facility means withdrawal of the funds more than the amount which is available in the account. Like savings bank account, where you earn some interest. But in current account, since there is a highly liquid or number of transactions are more unlimited, there is no provision of making any interest payment on the deposit held in the current account. So they are non-interest bearing account or zero interest bearing account. In current account, you need to maintain a minimum balance to be able to operate this account. Other features of the current account is this account allows the transactions beyond the scope of savings bank account. And as compared to the savings bank account, current account requires higher minimum balance. It is designed to facilitate a frequent transaction, number of transaction, transfer of funds, receive the check, etc. A current account can be operated by the individual, proprietary concern, public or private limited companies, LLPs, association, trust, etc. That means those who are opening in capacity in which they are opening, that is important. So there is no restriction on the number of withdrawals and number of transactions in a day. And non-maintenance of the minimum balance attracts the penalty charges. That is one of the points which is going against the customer. Okay? For a single business, there cannot be multiple current account. Just like a savings account, KYC guidelines are also required to follow for the current account also. And this current account generally does not earn any interest. Current account can avail the overdraft facilities and attract the interest payable on such a short-term funds the account holder has borrowed from the bank. Benefit of maintaining the current account consists of it allows a prompt business transactions. There is no limit for the withdrawal, and there is no limit on the deposit. Current account enables the businessman to make a direct payment using the check, demand draft, or pay order, NEFT, RTGS, etc. And it provides, this account is getting provided with overdraft facilities. Savings bank account is a regular deposit account where you earn the minimum rate of interest. Here in current account, the number of transactions you can make each month as a capped. Bank offer a variety of savings bank account based on the type of depositor, features of the product, and age of the purpose of holding the account, and so on. The savings account are generally personal accounts, not like a current account which is maintained by the business entity and others. Some type of savings accounts are regular savings accounts, minor savings accounts, zero balance and the basic savings accounts, salary accounts, etc. So depending upon the need, the product is devised by the banks, but ultimately it falls under umbrella of savings bank account. Now, features of the savings bank account. Savings bank account comes with a passbook and checkbook features. You can receive the payment and make the payment from your savings account. Auto debit and auto credit can also be set up for the savings account. And savings bank account holders can access the internet banking and mobile banking apps. Banks offer the ATM cum debit cards to the savings bank account holders. And this account earns low interest rate, but allows the customer to freedom to withdraw the funds at any time, subject to limit on monthly withdrawals. Right? It is possible to pay the bills from your savings account. Banks also send a transaction alert. Bank also set the transaction alerts to their customers via SMS and email. The benefits of the savings account consist of one, safety of funds. Savings bank account is a safe avenue to keep your funds rather than keeping it on hand where it is susceptible to get the lost or stolen. That is why safety of funds is important if you keep the amount or deposit the funds in your savings bank account. This also will have an additional earning because of auto sweep facility. Additional earning because of auto sweep facility means the banks are providing this facility where funds above the particular limit are automatically converted into a fixed deposit to earn the higher rate of interest. Automatic debit for the payments. This is allowed to set up an automatic debit for utility payments and the bills. Auto credits for investment income. One of the benefits of keeping the money in savings account is that it can be linked to the Demat account and other investments also. In such cases, the income from the dividend and the interest gets automatically credited to this savings bank account. Another benefit is convenient fund transfer. Convenient fund transfer. It is extremely simple to make a fund transfer from savings account. There are different modes of the funds transfer that you can avail. A savings bank account holder can transfer the funds by NEFT, RTGS, IMPS, UPI, etc. Now, having understood current account and saving deposit, you can see that it is a, you can see another deposit type, that is term deposit. Term deposit, if you do not require funds immediately, you can park your funds and earn the decent interest on it. There are different types of accounts like fixed deposit and recurring deposits. A term deposit, generally it is called as an FD, fixed deposit, which allows you to earn the interest at fixed rate of interest for keeping a certain sum of money locked for a given time until that FD matures, because it has got the maturity date. And the rate of interest that you earn on FDs will vary depending upon the period for which you are keeping the FD with the bank. Generally, you cannot withdraw the money from the fixed deposit before it matures. But some banks offer a premature withdrawal facility also. But in that case, the interest rate that you earn is lower and there are likely to be premature withdrawal charges also. What are the features? Number one, assured returns. The returns of the fixed deposit are guaranteed. You will get the same return which agreed at the time of opening the fixed deposit. This is not the case of the market-led investment, which offers you return based on the fluctuation of the interest rate in the market. This makes fixed deposit makes more security than the other investment. Then the rate of interest. Interest rate on the fixed deposit varies depending upon the term for which you choosing, but these rates of the interest are fixed, and that is applicable only as on the date of opening the fixed deposit account. Assured returns. The returns of the fixed deposit are guaranteed, and you will get the same return agreed at the time of opening the FD. This is not the case where market-led investment, which offers you the return which is based on the fluctuation of the interest rate in the market. This makes the fixed deposit more secured than other investment. So another benefit is it offers the flexible terms. You can choose the tenor from 7 days to 10 years and earn the better return. Then return on investment, the interest earned on the fixed deposit depends upon the maturity period and tenor of the FD. You will get your investment return, which will depends upon whether you opt for receiving the interest periodically or reinvest in that interest in the principal and get the cumulative at the end of the maturity period. Another facility provided is a loan against FD, a loan against fixed deposit. You can avail the loan against your fixed deposit in case you are in urgent need of the funds, and this saves you from closing your fixed deposit prematurely. Now, disadvantages of the fixed deposit. They say advantages are there, disadvantages are also there. So, disadvantages is that one is a reducing interest rate. Even though you have a fixed deposit, there are a lot of benefits. Interest rate do not move in line with the inflation. So, rate of interest on the fixed deposit have been falling in the recent times, which has reduced the attractiveness of the investment. Another disadvantage is locked in funds. Fixed deposit locks your funds for a fixed duration or fixed time. These funds are not available for you to use unless you withdraw it funds from prematurely. And if you withdraw prematurely, there is another disadvantage is penalty for the withdrawals. Bank charges the penalty to the depositors who withdraw their fixed deposit prematurely before maturity. And this penalty is in the form of reduced rate of interest and the premature withdrawal penalty. There is no tax benefit as such. The interest earned on the fixed deposit is added to the taxable income of the deposit holders. There is no deduction on any interest earned, but senior citizens get deduction up to 50,000 rupees of interest earned during the year. Another disadvantage is fixed interest rate. The rate of interest on the fixed deposit remains the same for the entire duration of that fixed deposit. In between, if there is a higher rate of interest is offered by the bank, even if there is an increase in rate, then the bank does not pay the additional rate of interest to already held deposit with them. Another type of deposit is a recurring deposit account. This recurring deposit account has a fixed tenor. But you need to invest the fixed sum of money in a regular every month or once in a quarter to earn the interest. Unlike fixed deposit, you need to make a lump sum deposit. Some you needed to invest here is a smaller and more frequent. You cannot change the tenor of the RD, recurring deposit, and the amount to be invested each month or each quarter is same. Even in case of the RDs, you face a penalty in the form of a lower interest rate for the premature withdrawal. And the maturity period of recurring deposit could range from 6 months to 10 years. Some of the features of the recurring deposit consist of this deposit scheme aim at inculcating the regular saving habit among the people. And the minimum amount of deposit as a recurring deposit, that it varies from 100 rupees to 1000, and the minimum period of deposit is 6 months and maximum period is 10 years. The rate of interest, which is equivalent to that of offered on the fixed deposit, and therefore the interest rate are higher than the savings amount, savings account. Premature withdrawal is also allowed, and you can close your fixed deposit, sorry, RD, before the maturity period on certain conditions. This recurring deposit can be funded regularly through the standing instruction that customer can give to their bank by debit to savings account and then credit that installment of the recurring deposit to that account to transfer the funds. Advantages consist of useful for planning the short-term goals. Investing in recurring deposit is completely risk-free and it gives the guaranteed return. And because of the nature of recurring deposit, investor contemplating the short-term goal in time span of 1 to 3 years choose to involve the recurring deposit, invest in recurring deposit. Online recurring deposit feature with almost all popular banks, majority of the banks, offering online recurring deposit features, investing has just become an easier. This deposit interest rate, recurring deposit interest rates, depends upon the tenure and the amount which is deposited. So, the recurring deposit interest rate is very similar to that of fixed deposit. Many banks offer little bit higher rate of interest for the senior citizens. Ease of investment. In a recurring deposit, the investor has to deposit a fixed sum every month, which will build up a saving discipline. And flexible recurring deposit. In a flexible recurring deposit scheme, you will be able to withdraw the amount from your recurring deposit account anytime that you want.